Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Sister. Good morning, Sister Gladys. Are you there?
My phone was on mute and I was talking. Forgive me. Good morning, everyone. Thank God for today, for December the 14th, 2021. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful to God, and I want to start it out with a song it was a worldly song, but it came in my mind one morning last week as I was praying that song and put God's twist on it to sing this song for you today. And I said, God, you know, I haven't heard, this is an old song, but I think it's for Joe Crutch or something, but I'm going to sing it. Hallelujah. You are so beautiful to me. You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? Lord, you're everything I hope for. You're everything I need. For you are so beautiful to me. You are so wonderful to me. You are so wonderful to me. Lord, you can see. You're everything I hope for. You're everything I need. You are so wonderful to me. And I thank God for that, because I never would have thought about that song and sing it in a million years. But God had me to sing it and tweak it. And so I just thank God for a song on my heart this morning, you know, thinking about him, because he is beautiful. He is so wonderful to us. He's faithful. He is just. And I give him the glory and the honor and the praises this morning. And I'm not thinking on things on my own, but I'm thinking on the things of God. Because only what we do for God will last. Only what we do for God will last in these times and days. In the name of Jesus, to commit to walk a life right now, God. Hallelujah, of fasting and praying. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I just thank him right now for renewing our minds in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for illuminating our minds, Father. Hallelujah. Thank him right now for us having a teachable spirit this morning right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And hallelujah, before I go any further, we ask God to forgive us of our sin, knowing and unknowing, seen and unseen, that our prayers will not be hindered from coming forth to him this morning right now, God. Lord, we ask you to purge us, cleanse us, wash us, make us whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation and uphold us with thy free spirit, O Lord God. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praises, Father. You are great and greatly to be praised this morning. So we ask you for your forgiveness to take away every spot, every blemish, every wrinkle from off of our record. Hallelujah. And throw it in the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered again. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we honor you and we praise you right now, God, because we have the victory in the name of Jesus. We are triumphant and we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are grateful, we're thankful, and we love you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, with all our hearts, mind, soul, and strength. Hallelujah. And the second of this is love, to love thy neighbor as thyself, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank God, hallelujah. I bind every jinx, every hex, every vex, every curse, every witchcraft, warlock spirit, the spirit of distraction, spirit of hindrance, hallelujah, the familiar spirit, and we cast it back to the pit of hell. I cast it back to the pit of hell from which it came from in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We return it back to the sender. Every evil thing that's, hallelujah, that's directed by the enemy, Father, is cast back to hell from which it came in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I declare today, Father, in the name of Jesus, that for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through you, God, to the pulling down of strongholds. And I give you thanks this morning in all things, giving you thanks, giving you praises right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, for our protection this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for our healing right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We honor you and we praise you for the victory right now, God. For by your stripes we are healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we can do nothing without you. We need you to lead and guide us, Holy Spirit, into all truth. Guide us by the skillfulness of your hands. Order our steps this day, Father, in your word this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. And I'm coming from the word for today. And this has just been strong on me since last week. It's been strong on me, hallelujah, to speak on the characteristics of love. And I'll be coming from 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. And it's my life study application Bible. That's where I'm coming. But I'm reading the King James Version to you here. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, do not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinking no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish thing, a woman. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. But then shall I know, even also I am known. And now about his faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is love. In the name of Jesus. And I thank God for that. I thank God. And hallelujah. And Paul, you know, this offered a glimpse into the future to give us hope that one day we will be complete when we see God face to face. So we have to keep on moving, saints. We have to keep on striving because we are going to go through things until Jesus comes. And then we will be caught up to meet him in the air. Then things will be perfect. We will be perfect then and only then. But for now, you know, we just keep on just moving in Christ. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't faint. Don't turn coward. And into doing the things that God wants us to do in the name of Jesus. And I also wanted to give you the scripture, Psalms 107, 1 through the 16th verse, and you can read that later if you would like to. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, just giving thanks to God and all that he's done for us. Hallelujah, and all that he's doing and all that he will do. And I look back over my past, and I can see different phases and then some things that I may not have remembered of how that when my past, in my past, that how God just kept me. And when I was out there in my mess, and I know, you know, that, hallelujah, we have to seek God's face every day, hallelujah, for his mercy and his grace. We have to thank him every day and, you know, and ask for forgiveness every day in the name of Jesus, in his son Jesus' name, hallelujah, to wash us, to cleanse us, to purge us, hallelujah. And, the greatest commandment is love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and strength. And the second unto that is to love our neighbor in the name of Jesus. Let us love upward and then out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Get ourselves where we need to be so we can do what God has called us to do in the name of Jesus in this season in our lives in Jesus' name. So, Lord, I'm just grateful and I'm just thankful to God for all that he's doing for us, because only what we do for Christ will last. And have this devotional here where I was going through it, and every day I read something on it. The greatest is love, and I'm reading it to you. How delicious is your fair beauty? It cannot be described. As I count the delight you bring to me, love has become the greatest. There is nothing greater in the whole world than love. No power in heaven or hell can compare. Thank you, Jesus. Love held Jesus to the cross. Love has set us free. Love has the power to change our life from now throughout eternity. God himself is the very definition of love. The depths of his unconditional love has saturated every crevice of our soul. His love is the breath of life. It's everything we need. The power of it topples the strongest of enemies, yet soothes the surrendered soul. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to be my perfect stranger, I surrender all. It makes you brave and fills you with expectancy. I'm in expectancy. We are all in expectancy, should be in expectancy in the name of Jesus. It heals. That's what love does. It is warm and inviting. Yes, Lord, it is. Yet outrageous and overwhelming. It is his love in us that gives us the ability to love purely and without restraint. Let your hearts embrace his passion today. The treasures of love are priceless. Father, your love steadies us. May we be firmly rooted and grounded in your love that nothing can throw us off balance. Take us deeper and purify our hearts, dear Lord, so we can handle more of the unrelenting glory. Your perfect love for us has left us with no other option than to surrender all. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful this morning for it all. So I'm going to open up the lines now that we can come together and just worship God, just praise him, just give thanks. Just giving him thanks because he's already done enough for us today. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So when we think back on things that we prayed about before, we're going to give him thanks for that and nothing else right now at this moment in the name of Jesus and how great and how perfect that he is. And hallelujah, and his characteristics in Jesus' name. So unmute your phones, saints, and we begin to start praising God. Thank you, God.
Praise your name. God.
Thank
you. Bless
you,
you,
your Father. Hallelujah for your love.
Lord, we
yes.
lift your name
oh,
on
yes,
high.
Yes, Lord. Lord, I just
Lord,
want to thank God for
your
peace. Oh, yes, I just praise you for the
Hallelujah.
Strength.
Thank
oh,
you,
yes, yes, yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Praise you for making us
help us,
Father.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
And lead not to our own understanding. But in all our ways, acknowledge you, Lord God,
oh,
and
yes,
you
yes,
shall
yes,
direct
Lord,
our path
for
in the
for
name
your
of
grace
Jesus.
And your
thank
mercy.
You right now, God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes,
that we
Lord,
will get in
you,
line
for,
so that you can line up with your will.
Lord, your head of protection around
me,
Lord,
Jesus,
for blessing me. And blessing me. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Shall line up with your word today right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you can be
our
Lord. Who you are and whom we belong to, Father. I thank you for looking at someone with a mind stayed on you, God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Tomorrow,
oh,
you are
your
servant.
Yes,
how can we be a service today to you,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus? Yes, Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord, pull our hearts who to pray for in the name of Jesus. Lord, encourage and uplift somebody out there. Need to hear a word from you, God, in the name of Jesus. Give us a word to give them in the name of Jesus, our brothers and sisters that are in need. Hallelujah.
Lord,
some hallelujah that don't even know
Lord, for our relationship,
and you know, and pride and stuff like that, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, yes, yes,
that's good.
To
reach out to that person because we are also going through what you do, Holy Spirit. So reveal to us right now, God, those that you would desire for us to pray for. Hallelujah. And
to
encourage, to uplift, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for salvation, healing, and deliverance in the name of Jesus for the family members that don't
all
even know you, God. We thank you right now, God, for your joy and power, drawing them closer to you, God, in whatever capacity, for,
you know, in whatever capacity that you do it, Father,
for every storm, every challenge, every calamity, every test, every trial, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just thank you. We honor you, God. And we praise you for the victory, Lord God.
Mercy.
Lord, we thank you. And we can't do that
without
you. We need you, Lord. Thank you for the victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you for, that we are triumphant, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, that we get our faith and outside and line with your word aligned, with your word aligned in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's about you. All we are precious is in you, God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for life and abundant life and manifold life, wonderful life in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, that you prepare
for
our hearts and mind, hallelujah.
Oh,
for
yes,
us,
yes,
you,
yes.
And for the ones that came on the prayer line and the ones that, for whatever reason, could not, hallelujah, come, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, for them, Father. We stand in the gap right now, God, for our brothers and sisters in Christ and for all mankind, hallelujah, around this world in the name of Jesus, around this nation, Father.
Oh, yes,
thank you,
yes.
Lord, our God, for peace in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, in your Son Jesus' name.
Oh, yes, Lord.
In
I just
all,
praise
in
you,
everything
Lord, for
we kingdom, give thanks to you, Lord,
well,
God.
Make it well.
In the name of
Lord,
all
yes,
of God,
yes, yes,
yes,
I give
you
the praise.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
oh,
thank
yes,
you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I praise you, Lord, for the house that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hail the dead. Hallelujah. Praise you for closing over me.
We are here, Father, in the name
what?
Of Jesus. Holy Spirit, everything that we need is planted on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you right now. So we, hallelujah, just reach down within us and draw the strength that we have. Because, hallelujah.
We praise you, Lord, and know that this will be answered in the future. Hallelujah.
So reach down, reach down within us and draw from those gifts. The Holy Ghost is our gift in the name of Jesus. He is our keeper in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, for your protection. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you right now, God, because you are our salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, that we can walk out our faith. We can walk out our patience. We can walk out our deliverance. We can walk out our healing. We can walk it out, Father, for faith of God.
Thank you
right now, God, for our family.
Hallelujah.
For the things that you've already done. God, you're God of more than enough.
Thank
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We have this morning. It's in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Who can tell affection and affirmation make me feel alive. knowing how you think of me has filled me with confidence. As I come into your presence, I propose to spend time letting us enjoy each other. You truly are the radiance that makes me shine with beauty. In the name of Jesus, I just thank God for it all. In the name of Jesus, and how that when Adam and Eve, I say this once again, were in the garden, God, he just enjoyed that time of the, you know, the evening when he talked with Adam in the garden. He loved that because he is a jealous God. He loves for us to take time out of our busy schedule, no matter what, and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the past, the present, and the future, and I thank you for what's to come. Hallelujah. I thank you for what might happen just around the corner this day in the name of Jesus. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you for helping us to prepare ourselves, hallelujah, that no matter what comes our way, we can be able to stand up to the challenge in the name of Jesus. And I know we're not perfect in the name of Jesus because we're not. But we can do our very, very best. Give God the best when it comes down to praising and worship him and thanking him and, you know, and being thankful and being grateful in the name of Jesus for so much, for so many things, even the things that we can't remember. Ask the Holy Spirit to even, you know, bring back to your memories of a time when you can just sit and think, I see it. Lord, hallelujah, if it had not been for us under the blood of Jesus and some of us that were, I can remember times when I wasn't saved, what God did for me. I can remember it clearly when I was out there in my sin. Hallelujah, how he kept me. Hallelujah. From false imprisonment, for being beaten into my life. Hallelujah. I thank God that he kept me through it all. I could have died in the name of Jesus. I am so, so, so grateful for my past because it helps me not to go back into those areas. But remember, hallelujah, the things that were allowed to happen to me to be a testimony to somebody that needs to hear, hallelujah, what I've been through, my testimony, not somebody else's testimony, but my testimony and what God has brought me out of in the name of Jesus. He can do it. And we can do all things through Christ who's strengthened us in the name of Jesus. Just think about it. Take the time out and think about it and say, God, I thank you. I thank you. I honor you and I praise you for the victory in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, because I came out on the other side of this thing and I'm still here. Hallelujah. To praise and worship you and to give thanks in the name of Jesus. So we're going to continue to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise in the name of Jesus this morning. So we're going to open up the lines again. For anyone that has a song on their heart, a praise report, or just want to, you know, this prayer for someone in the name of Jesus, and let us continue to keep our families in prayer in the name of Jesus. Let us continually keep, hallelujah, that the people that have suffered from this tornado, you know, in Kentucky, Illinois, Mississippi, and these other surrounding states in the name of Jesus. So, but there's a lot to be thankful and grateful for and to pray for people that are going through. Pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that the brokenhearted, God mend the brokenhearted, and that he brings us together in love and unity. We don't know how this thing is going to happen with God, how he shows his love to us, so we got to trust his process. And remember, that he is in control of everything. Nothing happens to us unless he signs off on it. Even the devil has to walk to and fro, seeking whom he may devour, and when he has to go to God to even touch us. So remember, hallelujah,
It's all because of his love for us. And we can't tell him how to do what he has to do to shape us and mold us and turn us around and get us back in line with his will and his way in Jesus' name. So I'm open the lines of communication. And I want you to pray for my family. Keep us in your family. Keep me, you know, strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Continue to pray for my strength in Jesus' name. So the lines are open.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm asking for continued prayer.
Thank you, Sister Linda. Anyone
Thank
else?
You.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, this is Yvonne. My sister came home from the hospital yesterday, Willie Mae, and I want to keep her in prayer.
Thank you, sister. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Anyone else?
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
Who's talking? Go ahead.
Morning.
Good morning.
This
Good morning.
Is Lord.
Good morning, Sister Lourdes.
Okay, and I'm asking prayer for my niece, April, and my little great nephew. They go to court today once again. That the court, the judge, grant her custody for her nephew, Alan, that she would be a better parent. Well, although it's his aunt. He would be in a better place with April because his daddy never been in his life, but he going back to Colt to take him from April. And I pray that God grant April Allen and also grant Father visitation to him. And I also would like to pray for the Demarius Thomas, the football player that died. Pray that his family be strengthened because it was a surprise that he passed away. So his mama and his grandmama and all need strength.
Thank you, sister. And is anyone else?
Good morning.
Okay, who's speaking?
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. I request prayer for my grandson, Gianni, that God touch his mind, that he have, you know, give him eager to learn and patience to learn, that he pay more attention to schoolwork than games and stuff.
Amen.
Thank you, sister. Good morning to you. Anybody else?
Yes, good morning, it's Scholastica. I am in agreement of prayer this morning. I want us to pray for our brothers and sisters in the Midwest, the ones who have been affected by this weather, the tornadoes, and all those families who have lost their loved ones, and for those who are still missing to be found, you know, just forgot to expose them, that they will be found. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. Is there anyone else?
Sister Sheila, I just want to say good morning to everyone and have a good day.
Thank
good
you,
morning.
Sister Sheila. Good morning. Is there anyone else?
Good morning.
I don't want to leave anyone out.
Good morning. It's just
Who is it?
This is Chris.
Good morning. This is Chris.
Good morning, Sister Chris.
Yes, and this is Darlene. I want to pray once again. I did send out the information for Sister Charlotte. She's having hip surgery this morning at 7 a.m., and so we just pray that God will, you know, let her be at peace and the doctors will get the operation done properly.
Thank you, Sister Jolene.
My home that I have identified is being inspected today. So we pray that the inspection will be fine, that there will not be any major issues that I don't know about already. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Is there anyone else that like to have got a song or something on their heart, anything to say?
I go to therapy at 8:40.
Okay. If there's no one else, then we'll continue. We'll come together as a corporate prayer together and pray over these issues. I mean, you know, over everything that we have said, every prayer that, you know, has went up, that we come together and pray over
them. Amen.
Today, I mean, you know, this morning.
Thank you this morning. You're the one who can do all things, oh God. And, Lord, we lift up our sister Charlotte, Father, as she is preparing for surgery. We thank you, God, today that you take the doctor's minds and let the mind clear, Lord, that nobody will be sleepy. And we are praying in together this morning, Father. Helping sterilize, Father, and that when she wakes up from surgery, that everything will be fine and she'll be able to go.
Lord, we just can't thank you enough. In the name of Jesus. We have the victory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Demons will have to flee. For who can tell what God can do?
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. We bless your name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You are
Alpha
and Omega.
God.
We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy.
In your garden, in angels, God, in every situation.
In the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord, our souls and all that is within us. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you right now, God. We thank him for
every line,
all over this world. You are a creator. Hallelujah. You are our beginning. It is you that has made us. Hallelujah. And you have crowned us with glory and honor. You are the God of might and strength. And Lord, we're calling those things that are not as though they are in the name of Jesus. Thanking you right now, God, for salvation and healing. Thank you, Elohim, our Creator. Thank you right now, El Shaddai, the God Almighty of blessings. You are the blessed one. You are all bountiful, all sufficient. In the name of
Jesus,
thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Adonai. You are our Lord and our Master. You are Jehovah, the self-existing one, always present, revealed in Jesus. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Jehovah, God. Yeah.
In the name of
Hallelujah.
Pray for Willie.
As he sees our needs and you provide. Lord, we thank you that it's already done in the name of Jesus. You provide. Holy is your name. Thank you, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, the one that makes bitter experiences sweet. In the name of Jesus, you sent the word. And Father, in the name of Jesus. You forgive all of our iniquities and you healed all our diseases in the name of Jesus.
And for everything that the kingdom and the power and the local and the caterpillar has taken shall be returned to us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah in Kadesh. Lord, hallelujah, we thank you and we love you so much because, Lord, you just handpicked us in the name of Jesus. You picked us out. Yourself, you set us apart. Hallelujah, for lowly, holy, holy, for holy living, for holy living, for holy living. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jehovah. You are our victory.
Lord,
our banner, our heart, and our standard. Your banner over us is love. And Lord, when that enemy tries to come in with force, Lord, your spirit shall lift up a standard against them, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you hear. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you are bigger. You're bigger than that in Jesus' name. I will be thy name. Bless your name, Jehovah Shalom. Lord, you are our peace. Peace about this situation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let us walk in your love. Let us walk in your word. Let us walk in righteousness. Let us walk in truth. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I bless your name and I thank you, Jehovah. Thank you. You are our righteousness. Thank you. Thank you for your son becoming sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jehovah Rohi, in the name of Jesus. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want for any good or beneficial thing. Lord, you already said, hallelujah, have taken care of it. Hallowed be thy name. Thank you to Jehovah Shammah, the one who will never leave us or take us. Lord, we know that we can't trace you, but you are still always there. You are there. You see us. You know everything that we're going through. Before we even know that we're going to go through it, our Father, we thank you right now, God.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Deliverance, Father, in the name of Jesus, and for your sanctification, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jehovah. Hallelujah. For El-Elman, the Most High God, who is the root cause of everything. The possessor of the heavens and earth, you are the everlasting God, the great God, the living God, the merciful God, the faithful God, the mighty God. You are truth, justice, righteousness, and perfection. You are El Elyon, the Father of the heavens and the earth. Hallowed be thy name. Thank you, Father. You have exalted above all else your name and your word, and you have magnified your word above all your name. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and his name is Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for who you are. And this covers everything right now, God, that we could ever think of. Even the things that we have not thought about to pray for and to pray over, Lord, you have already handled it all, already. Lord, we know that you have exceedingly and abundantly and that you care above all we can ask. So thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name. Already done in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray that we come together as one in unity on the same accord together, praying together, hallelujah, uplifting one another as iron sharpens iron, and Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the ability to do that, Father. It is you. It's all because of you, Lord God. Nothing that we do on our own.
Yes.
We can do nothing on our own. Lord, we need
you. Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We need you guided.
We
thank you to continue to keep us. Hallelujah. Teaching us to pray even more. And when we think we got it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, show us where we are still lacking because we want to be the mind of Christ. And the characteristics that you have, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we pray to love more as you like you love, Father, in the name of Jesus. Show us, Father, in the name of Jesus. How can we be accepted in you today, Father, in the name of Jesus? We are here to serve you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Give us wisdom, Lord, in every area where we lack. Build us up. And build us back up, Father, in the name of Jesus. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We are more than conquerors, Satan. Through Christ Jesus, who loves us, in the name of Jesus.
And Lord, I convey each prayer with Father who are in heaven
for the fruit of the Spirit, accompanied with the whole the gift of the Spirit, Father, to do heavenly as you will. Father, in the name of Jesus, to be used heavenly as you will us today, Father, according to our challenge today. Thank you for every challenge. Thank you, Lord God.
Deliver us from evil. And you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Heavenly Father. You are our everything. And we all agree with one another and pray in Jesus' name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your kingdom come and your will be done over the lives of, hallelujah, your people, Father, in the name of Jesus, on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. You are our keeper. And Lord, hallelujah, we thank you and we honor you and we praise you for the victory and each thing and everything. We give you thanks, Lord God, in Jesus' name. So thank you, saints, for praying along with us, touching and agreeing along with us. And so I want to give someone that has a song on their heart, you know, to sing it. And because we are almost at the top of the hour, it's just 6:46, but you know, if anybody has a song on their heart they want to sing before I turn it over to Sister Darlene, anyone? Or just a testimony of what God has done for you?
Song this morning, praise God. I was singing it this morning, praise the Lord. It's just, it's beautiful.
Oh, he comes riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. So he comes riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. There's nobody like Jehovah. There's nobody like Jehovah. There's nobody like Jehovah. There's nobody like Jehovah. There's no one like Jehovah. There's no one like Jehovah. There's no one like Jehovah. There's nobody like Jehovah. There's nobody like Jehovah. There's no one like Jehovah. Though he comes riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We just praise the Lord for that. You know, God is almighty. God is perfect. Yes, he's perfect.
Now, if we're going to turn it over into the hands of Minister Pastor Darlene, does nobody else have a song? Does anybody else want to sing a song before we turn it over to Pastor Darlene? Darlene? Okay, Sister Darlene, I turn it over to you.
All righty. Well, praise the Lord once again. Thank you, our Minister Gladys, for the leadership this morning. I know that you have been teaching many years, and I thank God for you sharing your gift with us during the course of the month. And we will, you know, if you weren't here early, she was talking about the characteristics of love, and then she talked about inexplicable beauty. So we thank God for just you sharing this morning, and We hope that each and every one of us receives something that will help us as we go forward so that we will show love and know that God loves us and we are loved by God. I know that I just in my heart want to share love and, you know, love people. So I just appreciate you sharing that with us today. And I do appreciate everybody who's here and each one who has come to, you know, give your voice. You know, we may not individually pray as we come to the line, but when you put your voices together, when you're praising the Lord, God is right there. And sometimes when you're in the midst of the praise, all you have to do is thank God for your deliverance. Thank God for whatever it is that you need. The word does tell us that he inhabited the praises of Israel. And I do believe that because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, what he did back then, he is doing in this day and age. So we will continue to give the Lord our praises and give him the honor and give him the glory because he is worthy. He is worthy. Yes, he is. And so, you know, each and every day, just do what you can to let God know that you love him and that you realize that he loves you. Now, as I announced from yesterday, we will be praying over olive oil on the 21st of this month. So bring your olive oil to the line. Usually in December, I will just say a prayer over the olive oil. It's a symbol of the Holy Spirit, and it helps us. You know, when you're anointing somebody with oil, the word tells us they anointed his head with oil. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. So we realize that there's God has put so many different things in place for us. He has those angels out there for us. He has the prayer there for us. He has bless us with the blood of Jesus Christ. And, you know, you apply the blood of Jesus Christ to your life, and we know that things will happen. You just speak out. Speak what the Lord has put in his word. So this morning I decree and declare that we cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender. Because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I thank God for every family member connected to our prayer line. This is for our Sister Gladys' family, Sister Yvonne's family, Sister Renee's family, Sister Glenda's family, Sister Pastor Scholastica's family, Sister Marie's family, our Sister Chris's family, Sister Grace's family, Sister Lois's family, Apostle Horsley's family, Sister Linda's family, Sister Sheila's family, Sister Mary's family. We thank God for every family member. Those names I may not have called. Sister Darlene, the other Darlene family. We haven't heard her voice in a while. Sister Teresa's family. We thank the Lord for Sister Lynn's family. We thank God that all of our family members are receiving Jesus Christ. Even Sister Charlotte's family, she's in, maybe in the hospital, but she has a family. We thank God that these family members are covered by the blood of Jesus and that they are coming to Jesus Christ. In the future, it doesn't matter what they're looking like right now. In the future, we believe that they will look so much better because they will be a part of the kingdom of God. So I decree this morning that our businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Millions of dollars are coming into somebody's hands. Hundreds of thousands of dollars are coming into somebody's hands. I decree that thousands of dollars are coming to somebody. Hundreds of dollars are coming to somebody according to your faith. So be it done unto you. I decree this morning that we have been given the power. The Lord has given us power to get wealth, and we have on the whole armor of God. I decree this morning we will continue to resist the devil, and he will flee from us. And I decree no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and the plowman overtakes the reaper in our lives, and we live in continuous abundance. I decree we are the lender and not the borrower as we receive the word of God, that we will get out of debt in the name of Jesus, those who are in debt. I decree that we are anointed by God to do his work. Declare blessings overtake us, and we have more than enough. Praise the Lord. So I thank God that we will continue to rejoice in him. Rejoice in the Lord, I say. Again, I say rejoice. The Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet by kind feet. That is so beautiful. And he will make us to walk upon the high places. So as we go, remember, we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for loving me back. We love each other, and we will continue to do the will of the Father, do his work, and see God do miracles, signs, and wonders. They will follow us because we do believe in his word. Everybody have a beautiful rest of the day, an awesome life, forever in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD, second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, and if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.